So usually after such a long gospel, the temptation is to be very brief. And as I was thinking about this, it occurs to me that brevity at a moment like this is not necessarily helpful. So I promise not to go on for a long time. But I think for most people, this experience of Holy Week starts with Palm Sunday and ends on Easter Sunday. And we often don't have a chance to really unpack all of this with everyone as we would do if everybody attended the sacred liturgies on Holy Thursday night and Good Friday night and the Easter Vigil. That's a lot, that's a lot to ask for people, I think. But even so, we don't even scratch the surface with those particular celebrations. So I'm thinking this year maybe I'll do like a mini 40 hours like I did a few weeks ago. And I decided to think for this homily today in simplest terms for a Cliff's Note version of what we're going to discover this Holy Week. So I have 5 points. The first point is, God made us so we can be here right now. God made us so we can be here right now. This is how God saves. This is the second one. He gave his son to become us so that we can become him. St. Augustine wrote, "Let us rejoice and give thanks that we have become not only Christian, but Christ." The third point is, especially after hearing such an emotional account and a familiar one of the passion of Jesus, the third point is, all of this is for you. It is happening for you. Theologians say that if you were the only person on this earth, the Son of God would still come and die for you. This gospel we just heard, the angry mob, the torture, the blood, the ignominious death. Ignominious was a word that I remember from being a small child. Ignominy means public disgrace and shame. That the Son of God, for me, would go through this. What wondrous love that reveals. So there's this tension between love and obedience in Jesus. Was he being obedient to his Father, or was he choosing to do all of this out of love? Did he have a resolve, or was he resigned to what was about to come? We've talked about this before, the difference between commitment and compliance. One just does what one has to do, that's compliance. One does what one chooses to do out of love, that's commitment. Due to his experience as a human, and of all the humans that he encountered, he could have shut down this whole thing at any minute if he decided he wasn't going to go through with it. My fourth point, God is love. He has no other desire than that you thrive. Here's how, he says in Jesus, his word. Well, from the world's perspective of the cross, it doesn't make sense. But we know that we are the body of Christ. We are his passion and his death. We do this at Mass every time we gather. Do this in memory of me. St. Augustine says that the true measure of time is our inner memory. You decide that the saving act of Jesus is not in the past or something that you are waiting for. It is now. So you remember, Jesus, remember me, the man on the cross next to Jesus said. And it is this day that Jesus lives in. And my final point, there is no other place we are to be at this time than here at this Mass, because we are doing the work of salvation for the world right now with Christ. And I ask you, is there a more important role in the whole world?